This is Radio 8670 XML from the Courtyard Gallery in downtown Asheville, North Carolina.
Five rafting trip giveaways each week at Rivers Resort in the New River Gorge in Wild, Wild West Virginia!
Thank God it's Thursday!
All material on this podcast is the sole property of the artists who performed it or wrote it and may not be used without written permission. If you do, we will have you drawn in quarter.
Go away!
So, welcome here. This is a true home open mic, where you are free to express yourself in whatever manner you would like. Wednesday and Thursday, Cinema Bouchon, $25 with dinner, French food. Dinner starts at 8 p.m. The film starts at 9. The dinner menu will be coordinated with the nationality or theme of the film. All films have a food theme of some kind. Probably the first film will be Who is Killing the Great Chefs of Europe? Who is killing the great chefs of Europe? Dropping like flies with a French menu. Be looking for more information in the Mountain Express. Films are presented by the Courtyard Gallery. Food is prepared and served by Café Bouchon. The next month of films is listed on the website, ashevillecourtyard.com, and includes Oh Lucky Man, Dark Habits, oh that's a good one, Sir Henry and Rollinson's at Rollinson's Inn, and Check It Out. That's what's going on around here. So I will start us off in the poetic way with a poem that is very exciting because it's very angry and it's been very hot outside. And I'm not angry right now, but I was once and possibly will be again. And I would like to share this with you. It is called Bleach Stains and it is a true story. Think of how you're so tall, look down, you tower over her. Boy, you better recall, you have no power over her. No power over her body, her mind, her actions, her time are defined by she and only she alone. If only she could learn how to be alone. Think of how you're so tall, look down, you tower over her. Boy, you better recall, you have no power over her. I couldn't have touched another man, you see, you was my ultimate fantasy. I made you part of my family, but the cards you've been handing me break hearts and spark vanity. Embellish this hellish circus to make me jealous on purpose. You relish my loyalty, but my blood boils as we toil in circles. I should have known you'd desert me. We argued and argued. You're not trying to hurt me, or are you? Who are you? You used to impress me with magic tricks, but each guilt trip after having broken your unspoken rules suggests a disastrous catalyst. Each awkward pause suggests it's a lost cause. So many sleepless nights, energy lit and plenty stolen. I want to start a new paragraph, but you insisted on semicolons. Dragged along, addicted to your charm. How could I love someone who's inflicted so much harm? While hiding under you, my hunger grew. I cooked for you, hoping it'd keep you around. But when I needed you, I looked for you, and you were nowhere to be found. Left me gagged and bound on the ground, face down on the asphalt. I should've known better, really, it's my fault. When I needed space, I pulled you nearer with unclear excuses. In your mirror, my strong arms look so useless. Staccato-like stop animation, we freeze after each frame. Faded and outdated like secondhand pants with elastic ankles and bleach stains. Drowning in dissatisfaction, can't handle it, must be dismantled and reframed. The accusations you toss at me, I never asked you to die on a cross for me. I just wanted some respect and devotion, but you expect me to tone down my emotions. But I'm spread thin, again, I haven't slept. I'm feeling awfully volatile, my hormones are a wreck. I'm 16, out on the street hustling 20 sacks to strangers to feed a family of six. My family's falling to pieces and you're repelled by my weakness. I need you to be patient. I need you to understand. I can't cover or fake it. You are my backup plan. As in, you got my back, right? Right? The only back you got is the one that you turn on me. Come back, I try to stay cool, but you're so hot, you're burning me. I thought you'd be by my side for all of eternity. While the game torments me, the reward tempts me. When will we both learn to stop driving on empty? Willing to hurt myself for your love, I'm killing myself for your love. Oppressed by your love, strung out and desperate for your love. Like, poor me, don't you know how hard I cry for you? Pour me out before I suck myself dry for you. Empty saps trapped in a bad dream. I want to leap up out of me and scream. She's having a hard time, yo. She's not usually this full of cynicism. You're breaking her in half because she's listening to your criticism. Can't you just shut up and kiss her eyelids? Y'all talking about the future, getting married with kids, but you won't even hold her. How you gonna be bringing in bread and pushing a stroller when you're conflicted in the head and on a roller coaster? Trying to rearrange her, change her, and exchange her like a broken toaster. Telling the truth seems intrinsically risky. Sentences so cryptic with hidden inflictions. Dissect my diction. Panic over semantics and refuse to listen. Communications are distant, scripted, and prefab. A waste of space, whack, tacky, and cheap like last week's fads. From the start, I should have been committed to relationship rehab. When I fell for you, I wish I'd been wearing a helmet and knee pads. I want to be able to say, I'm glad to be rid of you. I want to take back everything I've ever given you. Hand-painted skateboard with the $80 trucks. The most you ever spent on me is $4 or $5. It's not about the money, it's the thought that counts. And I don't usually trip about the price or amount. But when I break it down, I see why I'm broke now. I spent so many rhymes on you, dropped so many dimes for you, wasted so much time with you, invested body, heart, and mind in you. Ended up overtaxed with a sleep debt, a pocket full of wrath, and a past full of regret. Love shouldn't hold you back in shackles, and it isn't this unstable. So the centermost table is no longer reserved for you. Don't deserve me for a wife. The only gift you ever gave me was walking out on my life. Thanks. That was a long one. Thanks for listening. So anyways, let's do 10 minutes each, and then if we have time, we can go back through the list. So we'll just do little cycles. Has the list been passed around and signed at all?
Everybody's seen this? John?
Because I'm cool with just having it be open, so, you know. Let's see. Who's next? Pam.
I'm here.
Yeah.
It's you, girl.
This is called My Asheville. My Asheville is the belly of America, round and full with life like the mountains, rosy pink with good circulation, deep and sweet with good vibrations, like that place that feels good when you make love, flowing art and music and all the finer things you think of. How the air grows heavy on a summer's day, and the cool night's crispness with which it gives way. My Asheville's for light, my Asheville's for lovers, and flashlights. She's for poets and stages and flashlights neath the covers. My Asheville's for truckers and little motels and dowsers and writers and inspiration's bottomless wells. My Asheville is diversity, where the Yankee meets the Southern drawl. My Asheville is my everything, and I love her, one and all.
Yeah. Robin Ryder.
Hello.
I'm gonna be taking notes.
You're gonna be taking notes?
Just kidding.
No, please do, because I'm recording it and you know, I could use some nice feedback, so that'll help a lot. How's everybody doing tonight?
All right.
Mm, it's Emily. Nice to meet you. What's with the bass clef on your shoulder?
What's with it?
That's exactly what I just asked.
It's just chilling.
Okay, cool. How you doing tonight, Mandy?
It's alright.
Awesome. Hi, Diana. Hi, Crystal. So far, I know half of the names in the room. You're Carlos?
Yeah, 3/4.
Alright. And we know you're Pam, because we just went over that. So, should I be... Okay, so you must be... Are you also Pam?
Yes.
Awesome. I even have to memorize that one, because I already had the other one. Cool.
Recycled.
Recycled, much like we're doing tonight. Awesome. Well, hello everybody. My name is Robin. I'm here to entertain you for the next 5 minutes or so. I've been doing stand-up for about 2 years, and it's really tough to do stand-up because most of the time people just actually stare at you, and it's really hard. Take something that you love, and you just want to do it, and fail at it every time. That's kind of what it feels like.
Ouch. That's depressing. I'm going to go cry now.
Well, let me see if I can make you laugh first, and then you can cry through your tears. It'd be like a one-man show, and you're like, it was powerful and emotional. Yeah, heartfelt. I did it Monday at the Westville Pub. Was anyone actually there? Good. That was the second time I've ever done stand-up completely hammered. And that really, it was like 7:30 at night. I'm hammered because I've been drinking since noon for no apparent reason. And it really messes with, it just fucks the whole thing up. I was going to say it messes with your timing. I don't know what it messes with. You just get up there and you make an ass of yourself.
Motor skills.
Yeah, motor skills. I actually started to listen to some of the tape tonight and I didn't slur though. I was very impressed with myself. That means potentially I might be able to talk my way out of a ticket one day. Which isn't a good trait to have / know, but you know, maybe I'll want to. So I've got this buddy, we're talking, he's like, oh, I've got this friend, he's gay. I mean, you know, it's cool now, I mean, it does bother me. And he goes on with the rest of the story. It's like, well, yeah, it does bother you, because you mentioned that. It's like, you know, oh, I've got this friend, you know, he's black. I mean, it's cool and all, you know, I mean, I don't have anything against black people. Why the fuck did you bring it up? That could go the other way too. Like, you know, I've got this friend, he's a Nazi. I mean, you know, he's got his own thing. He's got his stuff, I got mine. It's cool. It's like, well, no, you should have a problem with that. That should be criteria. My friend, you want to be my friend? You're a Nazi? Sorry, I'm not taking Nazi friends anymore. Because. So how does everyone here feel about cannibalism?
No experience.
Yeah. See, I don't either. But I was talking about this with someone today. Here's the thing. They took tofu, and you know they make meat substitutes using tofu. They made one that tastes like human flesh called hufu or hufu. Has anyone heard of this? I think that is fantastic. Because it's like, you know, I don't really have a punchline for that, but I think that's just brilliant. It's like, why not? Because I'm curious, you know? I mean, I don't know them, you know? It's not like, oh, this is really good. Oh, it's Gary? Oh, no. Oh, he was my best friend. I don't understand why people have a huge, like, issue with that. I mean, just once? You wouldn't be curious, you know? Like, you're in, like, Thailand or something, like, some basement, you know, playing Russian roulette with some, like, South Korean guy, you know? He's got, like, a band around his head, and you're, like, drinking absinthe, and he's got, like, snake bite scars on his face, and he's like, hey, you want to try some human? You know what? Why the fuck not, after everything else is gone? I mean, like, I hear the Bible says stuff about it, but, you know, the Bible says a lot of stuff. I mean, guys wrote that a long time ago, and I think they just wrote stuff just, you know, because they were pissed about it, like, you know, someone, oh, someone ate my brother, well, God says no cannibalism, you know? Oh, he fucked my brother first, so no zombie either, you know? Oh, and that guy fucked my dog, too, so no dogs, no bestiality. And he just fucked it up for the rest of us. I'm not saying, like, I would want to fuck a dog. I wouldn't want to fuck a dog. I want to clarify that. But let's say, you know, you're in Thailand or something in a basement playing Russian roulette with a South Korean guy drinking absinthe. No, I wouldn't want to then. I would totally, I'll take a bite of that, but no. A woman mom's best friend is a veterinarian. And for my mom's birthday, she gets her this birthday card on the front. It's like 8 cats surrounding a dead rat. And on the inside of the card is printed, says something like, oh, I thought you said dead rat. And I can't remember what the card was supposed to say, but I can't fathom anything related to birthdays that would sound like dead rat, you know? Like if it said, oh, I thought you said happy birthday. And I'd be like, oh, it was a birthday card, happy birthday. No dead rat. And the picture on it though, it's like, it's painted. It's a painted picture. It's like someone was like, oh, painting. You know how long it takes to paint? And someone's sitting down for like a month painting this picture of all these cats surrounding the dead rat. It's like, what'd you know? It's like, no, who knows that? You shouldn't, especially not a vet, because, you know, you kill animals all day.
I'm gonna sell this to the greeting card company.
Damn straight, Hallmark, here's my submission. A++, you know? We'll put that in the mahogany section. No. And I don't know, maybe she's really callous. Like, that's what I think now. Because like, if she's giving that kind of card, she's really callous when she's putting down, you know, kittens and stuff. You know, she's like, oh, you know, I got my par under two yesterday during my golf game. Oh, this puppy won't stop licking my hand. Someone hold it for me for a moment while I inject it, you know? What do they do with the animals? Some guy come by every Tuesday, hey Maurice, how's it going? I said, Tuesday, Maurice. But like some guys go, what's going on, man? No, nothing. He's shoveling dead animals in the back of his truck. All right, I'll see y'all later. Yeah, that would be, and you totally could not even use that at a bar, you know, talking to some chick. What do you do? I move things. I get rid of things that need, I take care of things that need to be taken care of. I was like, oh, but he's in the mafia. This is kind of hot.
He's a man that can get it done.
Yeah, I get it done. No, I shovel dead animals. That's... Where are you going? All right, I'll call you. Her number only has 3 digits. 911, never mind. I'm trying to think if there's anything else I really want to talk about. I turned my buddy Luke at work. He's like, hey, Luke, can I use your pen? He's like, by all means. No, not by all means, you know? It's like, what all means? Like, what is the most means that I can do to get this pen, like, you know, belt around his neck and poop on his chest? Like, I'm taking that pen! It's like, and I can't poop on someone's chest, because I feel uncomfortable pooping with anyone in the room, you know? Like, when I'm in a public bathroom and someone walks in, I stop, and I wait, and I take off my shoes so they won't see whose shoes they are. So they walk in, like, oh my god, that was the guy, I recognize those shoes! You know? So I'm just like, man, why don't you just hand me the pen? And that's what I thought of when he handed me the pen. Like 20 minutes, dude was walking around. Oh, this is gonna be funny. Whatever, just, yeah. Oh. Well, alright. I had fun. Thank you guys for listening to me. My name's Rob, and I'll see you guys next week. That was way better than Monday, though, because I just had a bunch of people staring at me. And that was awful.
Well, you know how there's canned laughter? If anyone ever needs some canned hooting and hollering, just let me know, because I'm pretty loud. I can go. Woo! I can always go. Ash Devine will go right now.
Yeah. Hi, my name is Ash. I love you.
Hey, you are moving,
love you too.
Why are you doing this? You know there isn't anything remotely like this, you know. He couldn't have done this. He didn't do any mathematics for years. Even in the good year, he didn't do math. You know that. I trusted you. And, you know, I didn't trust you until last night. And now, I can't believe I trusted you. Where are you going? Where are you going? You can't leave me like this! Look at me! Fine, I don't care. I don't know how to stop poverty, so I don't try. Thank you. Okay, I got one. I hate the government. So I don't vote. Thank you.
All right, Abdul, are you ready?
I'll spawn ready.
All right, let's do it. And after Abdul, can we have Cherokee 3?
Yeah, Abdul.
Okay, and then John, I can do it.
You guys ready for this?
Yeah.
All right. Now demus olgat malala feyami. That is not English, and that's not my poem. It's just my language. So please listen carefully. This poem is entitled Dreams, and I wrote this an hour and a half ago, if I'm not mistaken. And this poem really inspires me because since growing up in the motherland Africa, I've been through a lot and I've experienced a lot. I've seen a lot of wars and falls and a lot of struggle and battle going on every day in Rwanda, Uganda, and other parts of the world. And I thought this poem is something that reminds me of our leaders, Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Lincoln, Kennedy, Marcus Garvey, Selassie, and Dr. Kwame Nkrumah, the first prime minister of my country. And I think this poem is what is going to tell us what my dreams and the dreams of these great leaders really is. I'm impressed to express my depression that I won't leave less and to we fight for the best. Men who promise to amend our struggle, won the battle shall rest. I name names like Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Marcus Garvey, Lincoln, Kennedy, Nkrumah, Selassie, Kwame. And our dreams will not die, our mothers will not cry. No more children will die, no more politicians will lie. And we will guide our future through the rising sun, and the stars shall guide us. We shall praise the excellence of men who claim amen to be amen. Don't pretend, let's all comprehend our intents. See, we were born strangers, but now we are soldiers of human rights. We will not give up the light to the darkness. We will overthrow mental madness, and we promise on our honor to be faithful and loyal to the warriors of the past, and loyal to the preachers, dreamers, singers, killers of iniquity, and fighters for equality. We pledge ourselves to the service of Martin Luther King, Lincoln, Malcolm X, Garvey, with all our strength and with all our spiritual ends. We promise to hold in high esteem and our heritage, won for us through the blood and toil of our fathers. And we pledge ourselves in all stages of war to uphold and defend the good name of the dreams left us. So help us God. Thank you.
Okay, anyway, Cherokee 3, John and Micah Judy, we'll take it from there. Welcome these guys. Woo!
Yeah!
Hey, everybody.
Hey!
We are the Cherokee 3, the Cherokee 2 for the first song, though. Songs and no currency gonna make me care. And the waterfall rolls, yeah, mama, that waterfall rolls at my feet. I'm walking on cold, but I can't even feel the heat. Well, my mama said put one foot in front of the other and shift your weight to baby dive undercover in this time-worn world, torn on the greenhorn apart. I'll learn a little more about the situation out there. I'm singing, mama, I'm rich by compare. And the waterfall rolls, yeah, mama, that waterfall rolls at my feet. Walking on coals, but I can't even feel the heat. I might be in trouble, man, if the river ran dry. Sitting on the bank at first I'd die with my best shoes on. The skinny little slippers get the double thick slices. So, oh sister, keep your money, that wealthy mister right next to you. I sit right next to you. I don't want your charity, and mama, don't give me no sympathy, 'cause I'm alive and baby, I'll survive. Ain't no one got to worry about me. I said, mama, don't you worry about me. Waterfall rooms, yeah, mama, that waterfall rooms at my feet. I'm walking on cold, but I can't even feel the heat.
Finished recording my first album entitled Milk Sink, and I'm going to play you some songs from it. You can hear samples from the album on oneunderrecords.com or myspace.com/JonahMichaeJudy, JonahMichaeJudy. Also on the album, it's called Onion Poultice.
Joints buckle.
Hi, I'm Peter.
Hey,
how's it going?
Who are you?
That's the better question, because I'm sick of thinking about myself. I'd like to distract myself with the issue of other people's personality. Okay, I'm just kidding. I'm an idiot. Okay, so I guess I'll play a couple of songs. If you don't mind, I'm going to find my key. Tuksha bir şarkı. İki Tuksha şarkı.
All right.
Teşekkür ederim.
Okay. I'll wait till you get back once they're trying to figure out the key. Testing.
Except like aliens implanted my memory lapsing chip, which kind of overloads my brain a little bit. So,
Thank you.
Mahatma Rumi, Ehye Poli Puli, Endum Terazi in La Rahilna Inna Leose, Endum Terazi in La Rahilna Inna Leose, Kurban Olayim Hashem, Ehye Poli Puli, Yazdum yazilar, illa illa leose. Yazdum lazilar, illa illa leose.
Thank you.
Yeah!
You recognize the vision that's from, it's obviously, of course, an old, it's actually it's a Pontian song sung, it's also, it's a Greek song sung in Turkish, but it's also a Greek song too, sung in Greek. You can find both versions if you look for it.
My public service announcement. It's true too.
For the pop people.
It's been a pretty party up in here tonight, and it's been popping off. And we had fun. Thank you for watching. And we will be here next Thursday. Peace, love, and I'm out. And thank you, Carlos.
Yeah, Carlos. He's our man. He can do it again.
The standards of living now seem so high that it's hard to see past the buildings that crowd our sky. And I know maybe there's something here that I can change. I'm gonna start standing around, watch, yell and scream and sing. I'd like to crawl into the earth, make my home under the leaves, 'cause my passions lie deep in those human, and our hearts can vary between sidewalk and grass, and I can respect the concrete and the buildings, but I want some of my true home back. I want some of my
True Home by Ashley.
this is true roll call